just went to get these Maroni, and the men who were serving me, they're quite characters, great big long beard, and so I told them, I said, could I have 100 grams of Maroni? And they said, oh, sorry, no. So I had to tell them that I'd come all the way from Tasmania just for their Maroni, and they relented and gave me some. Now my feeling is that somewhere here is a shop where I might be able to get some a cheap phone. I have a mobile now, fantastic, I'm looking with my new Swiss number. I don't know why I didn't think of that straight away, that I just needed another SIM card, not a phone. And I have 20 francs worth of calls. So now I really am going to go to this bookshop. I'm so torn in so many directions. I'm on the Waisenhausplatz at the moment, which is the orphanage square, named for the orphanage, which is a really grand building at one end of the square, but it's now the police station. I'm not sure when it changed. And the other end is the Bundeshaus, which are the parliamentary buildings. And they, they're on this beautiful promenade terrace that on a clear day overlooks the Alps. So you can go through a sort of arched way and walk along. So I've become torn that way as well. I just love this music. I realised I'd been talking to you and recording, and for some reason my recording had switched itself off. Well, I had switched it off. So you missed a bit. You missed a bit of Swiss-German banter. Well, just before I go up to the bookshop, I'm going to go and have another look at another confectioner's. And I need to remember some of the things I need to do. In the bookshop, there's a cafe that I used to frequent a lot, and so I'm going to go back there and just think, make myself a list, and then come back out again. I really mustn't have a coffee, because I've been sleeping so little. I haven't slept more than 5 hours a night since I've been here, and of course I didn't sleep much before I came either, so I really, really need to take a bit of care and not artificially keep myself awake. There's some wonderful gingerbreads that I'm looking at now. So I'm going to get to take some more photos. I'm now in the cafe, and I guess it's the end of the lunchtime crowd, and so it's just emptying out. There's a very snooty waiter who's been here for, I don't know, I've seen him here, I think probably for the last 20 years when I've occasionally been here, but he was pipped to the post coming towards me, and I had this really cheerful smiley chat. So I'm here sitting and feeling a little bit tired, actually, but looking at the walls, on the walls there are photographs of all the writers who have visited here, all the writers who have published have been sold, their books have been sold here. One aim is to become one of them. That would be really fantastic. So a quiet little sit, the sun streaming in through the doors. There are sort of double French doors just next to where I'm sitting. It's lovely. Lovely being here. But I think I'm going to feel very sleepy. I hope I'm not going to disgrace myself tonight by falling asleep. Well, actually, of course, I've forgotten that they always have newspapers, a whole range of them. So I'm going to read a local newspaper, see what's going on. That was a little bit of my brother playing his Hun. Today is the 22nd of November 2018, and this is the 915th Mol Out Loud podcast. I've just arrived in Bern, which is where I grew up, and I've put my suitcases in the left luggage, which is such a relief. It's so nice to feel myself a bit free to enjoy the town. And when I first moved here, the station was just being built, and there was a James Bond film on Her Majesty's Secret Service a little bit later, and its opening scene is pretty much where I'm, can be seen from where I am standing now. James Bond climbed, I think, or trapezed or something from the Schweizerhof, which is a quite a grand hotel just in front of me, trapezed to the building site that was the Bern railway station. And so I'm just standing outside the finished building. I mean, it's now quite old. That was what? Pretty much nearly 50 years ago. A long time. And I mean, I remember it particularly because I was an extra on Her Majesty's Secret Service. And so it was a very exciting time for me as a teenager, taking part in that. It's lovely to be back in Bern, and yes, it's all sort of very familiar, but I'm sure there's a lot of change as well. It is makes it very much easier to know a place as intimately as I know Bern, and to know exactly where to take my left luggage, to know when to get off the train, and to know now where to get my tram tickets with the multi-trip tram ticket. So that's where I'm heading off to now. And I think I'm going to have to look for a phone. I'm finding it very difficult operating without a phone. The difficulty here is that the countries are small and I don't want to be buying a phone for each country, so I'm just looking for something very cheap. I've been in Zurich with my brother for the last couple of days, and they speak a really different dialect from the Bamdutsch, which is what we speak here. So I'm now coming among people who are really speaking the dialect that I grew up with. But when I grew up, there were practically no foreigners at all, and now there are lots and lots of people from many, many places, so I'm just as likely to be surrounded by people speaking Croatian or Parsi or High German. So it's not quite the same, but nor would you want it to be. Just waiting for the tram to go past. Public transport in Switzerland is absolutely fantastic. I took a bus from the village where my brother lives, and it smoothly segued to a connection on the tram. Tram smoothly segued to the train. I have to laugh. Oh yes, the tram ticket shop is still in the same place, and it's in a really, really silly spot. It's not that silly. It's quite near the trams, but it's so far from the trains that unless you actually knew where it was, I think it would be quite difficult to find. There's lots of electric bikes around here too. Gosh, it'd be nice to hire one, maybe in February. And lovely winter boots in all the shops too. It's really sunny here. It was very misty in Zurich with the mist rising off the river. Now I'm in the ticket buying place. Find my purse. It's always nice to get your tickets. You sort of feel as if you can go anywhere then. soon be my turn. Chris, of all, I think the Ulstrik or the normal Ulstrik hated das. Also, was hätte ihr für mehr Karten, mehr Vaterkarten?
6 Karten, ja. Mit oder ohne Halbtags?
Ohne Halbtags.
Mhm.
Und was für Strecken hat er? Also, hat er
Kurzstrecken, 1 bis 2 Tonnen oder je nachdem, was der Ton
ist? Ich weiß es einfach noch nicht. Also,
eine Kurzstrecke.
Also, im Moment bin ich nur in Berner Umgebung.
Mhm.
Also, aber vielleicht gehe ich nach Muri.
Das ist
auch 2 Zonen. Ah, ist
wahr? Ist ja. Gut.
Also vielleicht für die 1 für die Kurzstrecke und 1 für 2 Zonen.
Je
1,
ja.
Ja, gerne. Nicht.
Ah,
ohne, ja.
Das sind 38.
Merci. Tickets that can take me all around Bern and also take me as far as the village where I grew up. And I'm not sure whether I'll be doing that this time, but when I come back in February, at least I'll have the tickets without having to find the right change all the time. So, where to go? I've got about 4 hours to wander around by myself before I'm picked up by this dear friend who's reconnected with me from 50 years ago and has invited me to stay with him and his wife. And so lovely to have somewhere to be here and not just feel like a stranger at one level, but at home at another. And also because he knew me so long ago, we have the same memories of Bern, whereas everyone else that I might meet here has come here subsequently, often much, much later. My parents lived here for 50 years, but really I only lived here for 10. So I'm going to pause this podcast while I just work out where I'm going. I'm very, very tempted to go to my favourite bookshop, but I think I'm going to go and have a look at some of the windows here. They have beautiful displays in a lot of the shops. Well, actually, it's actually a bit early for the main display in Loeb, which used to have really interesting animated windows. They look a bit boring now. So perhaps it hasn't happened yet. Maybe they've just not. Maybe they don't do it anymore. A lot can change in all those years. So I'm just walking down Spitalgasse, which is one of the main streets from the station. I'm going to have a look at some shops on Monday, this coming Monday. It's the Tivoli Merit, and Tivoli Merit is a celebration of the time that neighbouring villages, neighbouring cantons helped burn, which had burnt down. It had had a terrible fire, and they came with vegetables, mainly potatoes and onions, because it was the middle of winter. And as a thank you, I mean, this happened, I don't know, in the 14th century or something, as a thank you, they were given rights to have a market stall in Bern once a year on the last Monday of November. And so that's this week. And there used to be, oh gosh, I'm going to be lots of used to being this, aren't I? There used to be the most exquisite marzipan onions for sale beforehand. Actually, I am just outside a shop that does have some. I can see this entire series of Swiss podcasts is going to be made up of pictures of confectionery windows. And there are some beautiful things here. This is a place called Eichen. Eichenberger. Anyway, I'm going to switch off now because I'm going to take some pictures. Well, it's the end of the afternoon and I'm just having a green juice to take me for the next few hours. I did have a bit of a jet lag catch up in the middle of the afternoon and suddenly felt really, really tired. And so it's been a little bit of a struggle. But the early part of the day, the early part of the afternoon was so lovely, and Bern felt very, very welcoming, and it's nice to reacquaint myself with things and places. This place that I'm in at the moment is at the Bahnhof, and I remember once before when I was over here and I was staying with my parents, and I had a similar kind of jet lag thing, and I kept waking up at 4 or 5 in the morning, and I'd take a tram sometimes into town and come and have a coffee and at this place, because it was open for the early trains. And so I've come here today, and it's quite close to where I pick up my baggage, and I'm going to be picked up from the baggage lockup area. So it'll be lovely to leave myself in somebody else's hands. A pretty busy day. It's been a pretty busy week. It's been really very, very full on, and it's been good. I do hope that you too have been having an interesting time, that you don't wear yourself out, and that you are able to take time to do whatever's most important to you. I feel very fortunate in having had my train journey today, because I had a blank moleskin that I brought with me, and So I've been sketchnoting some of the things that have been going on. And I filled several pages and nothing like all the impressions that I'd been getting. But it feels like a really good way to record, to have little drawings and just notes, so that they're sort of more aide memoir than journaling in any sense. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again soon.